Morning Show on East Coast FM with Declan Meehan.
And a texter in Wicklow to the Morning Show, Anne says, "Hi Declan, what happens with bed and breakfasts? What about our insurance? That's something worth investigating." Thanks for that, Anne. Morning Show at East Coast, 087-77-11-103. Now, a video on social media is going viral after a dog called Nisha, who is missing in the Wicklow Mountains, was found yesterday by two hikers, Jean-Francois Bonnet and Kieran Nolan. The pair wrapped up Nisha in clothes and carried her to safety, and Ash Animal Rescue helped track down the owners. On the line, I'm joined by one of the hikers who did a fantastic job, Jean-Francois. Hello to you. Good morning.
Hi, good morning. Hi.
Good morning. Thanks for joining us. That's wonderful news. So tell us how you came across Nisha.
Yeah, so we were going up Lug Na Kila. We would go there quite often, so we would know the area quite well. It was a very bad day. It was cold, snowy, windy. The visibility wasn't great, and we were almost at the top when my girlfriend Kira screamed, "There is a dog! There is a dog!" And that poor thing was curled up against a rock. She was petrified, freezing cold. She didn't even have the energy to bark or stand. So we tried to get her to walk. She couldn't stand, so we covered her in our spare clothes. We gave her some food. Kira put it on my back, and we started going down the mountain, but it was very steep, very icy and rocky, so we fell a few times.
Yes.
So Kira came up with had a good idea. She strapped her to my backpack. She used her scarf to make a little nest for her, and then we walked for about 4 or 5 hours to get back to the road, and we were very happy to be there at the right time and find her.
Absolutely. What type of dog is it?
She's a golden retriever.
Golden, and, lovely, yeah.
Shana told us she's about 8 years old. She's very cute.
Yeah, and she was in a sorry state, having been, we're told, out for those 2 weeks. And, I mean, how is Nisha now?
So, yeah, we got her back to Shana, her owner. They had lost two dogs at the time. The young one made it back to the parking, and Shana got stuck. So when they got her back, she was still quite cold, but getting better, like sitting by the fire. They brought her to the vet because she had a few cuts on her legs. She probably fell in the rocks. So the vet is giving her some antibiotics, and I hope she will be okay. She should be okay. She needs some warmth and some food.
I'd say if she could talk, she'd have a lot to say about you and Kira.
Yeah, the poor girl was, she looked so scared and petrified. We are just so glad we were there at the right time and found her.
Yes, indeed. I believe the owner's on the line too, Irina O'Shea Guthland. Hello to you, Irina.
Hello, how are you?
hold on, there's a happy lady, there's no doubt.
Yeah, we're just, I'm just speaking on behalf of my daughter Shana, and obviously my husband Serge and my son Keelan. I was the, as my husband said, the PRO, the public relations officer here at home, coordinating whatever I could on social media and phone calls while my husband and my two children went scouring the valley, low valley, high valley, looking for Nisha. 2 weeks of just absolute, you know, nightmare and worry.
Yes.
And stress of not knowing where she was.
And what happened to Irina 2 weeks ago?
Yeah, so
wander off?
No, 2 weeks ago, my husband, he loves absolutely snow. My husband is from Belgium, so he is. So he loves the cold weather. And so he was waiting for the snow to come on top of Lug Na Cuila. He loves the mountains, so he's big into hill walking. And he drags my children, my daughter's 20 and my son's 16, so he drags them along anyway. And we have two dogs, our golden retriever, who's Nisha, who's now famous, and we have a cross German Shepherd, Harley. She's just 3. We only got her 7 months now. So they took them for a walk up the Lugnaquilla Hills, the valley. It's near Drumgoff Car Park. I dropped them off there, and the plan was for them to walk down from the Drumgoff down into the valley, because we actually live in a very old place called Ocavana. And we live right next to the forestry. And so you can walk down from the Lugnaquilla down into near to home, basically.
Yeah.
So so the three of them with the two girls, we call them, because they are girls. When it was kind of the snow was, you know, in the valley and so on. So they were let off the lead, so they could have a bit of freedom and roll around in the snow and go and explore. And because my daughter actually just said, this is the only time we can do this with Nisha, because she would otherwise roll in muck and bog and so on. So she's always kept on the lead.
So you could have a bit of fun in the snow.
With lovely pictures of them, you know, playing in the snow and eating icicles and so on. It was just absolutely lovely. We have all those pictures, and they were just something, you know, lovely to see. So they were heading back down, and they said, okay, we're getting near the forest entrance. We better put them back on the lead in case they spot a deer. And they just barely said that, of course, a deer popped out. The two of them bolted after the deer. So they did. Obviously, my husband and my two kids just tried to run after them, but they were too fast. So then they lost sight of them towards the forest. I got a call, because I was at home, to say, open the gate. The girls are on their way, because they were only about 4 or 5 Ks away from home. So I opened the gate, called. We're just literally, you know, next to the forest entrance. I called them and so on. So my husband and my two kids, they arrived home, and they hadn't met the dogs on the. They hadn't seen them, so obviously went up to the forest track, no sign, back up Drumgoff Car Park to see if they were up there. Absolutely no sign whatsoever. Called them, we all divided and conquered. I stayed at home at base, so it did, in case they did show up. Did that the next day, still no sign. Did that every single day, we did all the tips people advised us to do. Her bed was put out near where we lost her, so on. And we were just absolutely thrilled in a way, because the next day on the Sunday we did go back up to Drumgoff, and it had snow that night, so there was fresh snow. We saw some footprints, paw prints and all. And so they were looking up the top of the, around that area and all. And my husband came back to the car, because they seen the prints and thing. They might have headed down to they must be down towards the valley again. And Harley, who's our German Shepherd, she was sitting by the car. So she stayed in that area. So we scoured again, we looked everywhere again,
and
we did, because we had to find Nisha, we're desperate.
And nothing for 2 weeks, Irina. Nothing until Kira and Jean-Francois came across.
Nothing. Nothing.
So hold on.
Spotted dogs in Tipperary and so on.
I can imagine.
Nothing. At this stage, we just could not understand where she was. And we thought she might have been. We even got drones out. A drone. A lovely man came out to help us on Saturday. This Saturday, because he runs a company and drove with drones. And he said he had a window of opportunity.
He'd have a look, but no luck. Well, let me ask Jean-Francois. Was it far away, Jean-Francois, from where Irina's describing, where Nisha went off?
Yeah, so we were coming from Donard from the other side, but she was really near the top. I think the altitude was about 830 meters where we found her. So, yeah, she was quite far from the road. we had to walk about 10 kilometers with her on our back to go back to the road.
So she's a good distance. She must have been exhausted, especially with no food and being out in those cold conditions. So
skin and bone on her. She was freezing. The poor girl was, really shook.
Indeed. Well, well done. And Rena, what would you like to say to Kira and Jean-Francois?
We had just about given up that day on Saturday. And when I got Kira's message saying that she found our golden retriever with her pink coat and pink collar, because obviously that stuck out, we were so, so relieved and happy. And basically, we have no words to thank them both what they did to bring her back home. And they were just absolutely amazing and unbelievable, and we just can't thank them enough.
I'm sure the love and attention that she's getting now is...
Yeah, she's doing well. She's doing well. Wagging her tail here now, wanting to go outside now. So not ready for the walks yet, so she's not. But she's doing really, really well. So she is like... Yeah.
Indeed.
Yeah,
you'll be holding her close. Well, thank you very much indeed to both of you. Delighted to, have, both of you sharing a very happy story this morning.
Thank you very much.
Fantastic.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Best of luck to you all. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
By Jean-Francois Bonnet and Kira. They're out walking. Discovered the dog Nisha in that sorry state, and Arena O'Shea Gosselin, who's the owner. So well done. Nice, happy story for a Monday. Our number here is 087 77 11 103.